And just a reminder, I'm Brianna, and I've been with the Haul Truck Operator Scorecard team for about a year now.
I'm Megan. I have been with Haul Truck Operator Scorecard since it started. We're just coming up on 5 years of it this month, which seems crazy. But also, we promised to like bring some energy, so like this goes both ways, guys.
All right, so introduction. So Haul Truck Operator Scorecard, or as you'll hear us refer it to in the presentation, abbreviated HTOS, really leverages advanced simulation techniques to give our operators data-driven feedback on specific things that they can control that align with our best operating practices and also align with what they're trained on. So really the tool marries safety and efficiency in order to give our operators this meaningful feedback. And we try to look at safety in a new way, which helps ensure our operators have the information they need in order to improve and leverage those best operating practices. And later in the presentation, Megan will also touch on the implementation of this digital tool, as well as the change management approach that was taken, and then sustainability, which is a big part of our work that continues today. And really, truly, the input that we get from our operating sites, our haul truck drivers, our supervisors, the people on the front line, are really important to the success that we've had so far with HTOS, as well as our success moving forward and sustaining it. So really looking at Haul Truck Operator Scorecard and how it fits in with the overall haulage we see at the sites, we really believe that it completes the trifecta for world-class performance in haulage for Freeport-McMoRan. First and foremost, pretty obvious, we want to make sure that our assets are mechanically available. We want to make sure that we're able to get operators in the truck. And we are able to utilize big data techniques and the sensor data in order to work with maintenance to make sure that this happens. Second, we want to make sure that our trucks are operating the way we anticipate, that we're achieving max performance while in operation. And then third, that's where HTOS comes in, giving operators the information and the feedback they need based on the data that we have from the sensors on the haul truck in order to focus on those skills that they can improve on and that they can control while they're driving the truck. And then this other piece that you see in here on the slide, you know, there are a few presentations this morning about road conditions, and I mean, managing operational constraints is also a big piece of the picture. So we are able to see that in Haul Truck Operator Scorecard, whether there's bad weather, poor roads, if there's congestion in traffic, et cetera, we make sure that we understand those operational constraints within the Haul Truck Operator Scorecard solution. So we only are really focusing and evaluating operators on what they can control, because if there's a bad road, they obviously won't be able to hit the speeds that we're expecting. If there's poor weather, we see the fleet as a whole usually slow down. So we wanna make sure when we're looking at Haul Truck Operator Scorecard, we're not scoring operators in those conditions that they can't necessarily control, and are really only focusing on the aspects that they can.
This was a very intentional thing from the previous solution that we used to judge our operators. That we got a lot of feedback in that case that they couldn't score well because of all of these other things that were happening in the mine, and they were right. So when we started building this, we wanted to make sure that we weren't going to repeat those same mistakes.
Absolutely. All right, so what is HTOS and what are we really looking at in terms of evaluating them for what they can control for the haul truck operator? So we're able to leverage stream analytics, machine learning, and advanced simulation techniques in order to accomplish this within the digital solution. And we look at four key categories for our haul truck drivers. We look at travel empty, travel loaded, the activity they have at the shovel, and then as well as at the dump or the crusher. So in terms of travel efficiency, we set speed limit targets based on the road grade, the capability of the truck, you know, whether there's a curve in the road where the truck driver will need to slow down a bit as opposed to a straightaway, if they're approaching an intersection where they'll also need to slow down, as well as the acceleration and braking capabilities and the operational limits that we might have at our operating sites as well. At the shovel, we look at spot time, we look at backing distance. In a double-sided loading situation, we look to see if the operator took advantage of a pre-spot, if they needed to re-spot again at the shovel, and then their response to the shovel horn after loading. And then at the dump, we also look at spot time and re-spot, similar to what we look at the shovel. We look at the dump light response at the crusher, as well as the bed down reaction once they're fully dumped out. And then a really big component that I'll dive into more detail in the following slides, the safe operating practices. So we do have 9 safe operating practices that we evaluate in haul truck operator scorecard, whether it's making sure that we're using our park brake, if we're having an aggressive spot as we approach to dump, traveling with the bed up, rocking the load, et cetera. These are really key in what we evaluate in all 4 of these categories, just depending on the safe operating practice. So safe operating practices are sometimes what we abbreviate in HTOS and SOP. It's really just a behavior that puts the health and safety of the operator or truck at risk. Usually it's operator and truck at the same time for most of the SOPs. And we utilize this, or we are able to evaluate this using our sensor data. And it's really built into every component of HTOS. So whether you're looking at travel loaded, empty, at the shovel or at the dump, we have an example of the scoring logic here. The first check in that logic is, hey, did you follow your safe operating practices for this activity? If you didn't, then you automatically don't meet target for that score. And then if you did follow your safe operating practices, then we look to evaluate the other criteria in that scoring category and move on through the logic. So and it is also important to note, we were awarded an award by NIOSH back in 2020 in the Mine Safety and Health Technology Innovation Metal Sector Award. So that was great to be recognized there too. All right, so just zeroing in on one of the safe operating practices that we have, traveling with the bed up. So what it's defined as is a haul truck moving more than 30 feet or faster than 3.3 miles an hour with the bed in the air. And really this is just like an old school efficiency thinking that is really just an unsafe practice, people trying to get off the dump as fast as they can. But we really discourage this behavior as it's an unsafe practice as well as harmful to components of the truck as well. And so we were really able to use haul truck operator scorecard to refocus on this behavior and coach operators not to do this. So you can see in the graph, the stars are denoted for when we implemented haul truck operator scorecard at a few of our operating mine sites. And you can see a drastic decrease in the number of travel with the bed up events after the implementation of the digital tool. And you can see up from 2019, when most of the sites were implemented in 2020, through the end of 2022, you really see a lasting impact and a reduced number of events just directly following implementation by having that feedback that we can actually give the operators based on the data that we have from the sensors on the truck.
Yeah, and we're really just reinforcing the training that they get when they start. We're not making up new rules. We're just saying, hey, remember that training you got when you started? Operate like that.
So yeah, I mean, for HTOS, you know, we see the value in terms of what we're able to gain in efficiency. We see the value in lasting impact from what we're able to see in terms of safe production. But in addition, there's an added benefit. We're able to see a reduction in carbon emissions from the efforts that we have with haul truck operator scorecard. So, I mean, the efficiency gains we see, that's a positive carbon impact. And really the efforts by our haul truck drivers utilizing this information, leveraging it to improve their skills are really the key to improving efficiency here with the tool. And the efficiency savings we see today, leads to less carbon emissions in the future. And just a few other things to highlight. Haul Truck Operator Scorecard was highlighted in Freeport's 2020 and 2021 climate reports, which helps us towards our environmental, social, and governance initiatives. In addition, in 2021 and 2022, HTOS delivered 167,000 tons of greenhouse gas emission savings, which is pretty impressive. And you know, for more of a real world comparison outside of mining, that's 19 million gallons of gas, roughly the equivalent of 36,000, the emissions from 36,000 just regular gas powered passenger vehicles driven for a year. And then with that, I'll hand it over to Megan to talk about implementation, change management, and sustainability.
Yeah, so I imagine several of you are thinking, ooh, you're scoring your operators, are they using it? Which is like fair. So when it got to the point where we were ready to start having our operations use it, we really wanted to change how we were implementing things at our mine sites because it wasn't that effective in the past. And we put in almost 2 years of work by this point. So we worked to develop a really robust change management strategy that takes us from the first contact with the mine site all the way through the sustainment that we're currently doing right now. So one of the main things is we started with a longer implementation timeline. In the past, it's been the corporate team shows up for like 2 days and they maybe give like a couple of trainings and then they go, peace. And they expect whoever they trained at the site to take it on. We said, nah, we need 12 weeks from the time we show up on site all the way until you finish training. Because that's how long it's gonna take to do this the right way and make sure that we don't have to do this again in the future. We also customized messaging for every one of our mine sites. So we implemented this at all of our copper sites in North America, as well as our Cerro Verde mine. And each site has their own personality. Like, we're all Freeport MacMoran, but we talk different, we act a little different, we all have our own quirks. So by customizing our messaging, it made sure that we connected with how the operations talks. And it made it seem like we're not some corporate team coming in and doing this, but it's coming from the site itself. And the underlying message for all of this was almost exactly the same, but the words that they used were very different, and it made a very big impact. And the final thing is we said, not only are we gonna show up for 12 weeks, we also need several of your employees for that entire time, because we wanted to develop these people that the site could go to that would have really good knowledge of the solution when we moved on to our next implementation. We wanted to give our operators familiar faces for people that they could ask, people that they could trust for the information that we were telling them, because we were outsiders to that site. So bringing in a site team to do a whole bunch of the work and a whole bunch of the messaging made a really big difference in just our credibility level. But that was the first part. And now we're in the longest part of this whole project, and hopefully it's never gonna stop. Sustainability requires just as much work, if not more, than the implementation itself did. Right, the work doesn't stop just because we said implementation's complete. And so as we go through this work, we develop some key ideas for sustainability that we use to direct how we're gonna operate. Number one, the solution is never finished, nor is it perfect. Someone tells you they have a perfect solution, you should probably laugh at them a little bit because nothing is ever perfect. And telling operators that it's not finished or perfect gets us a large amount of buy-in. And if we ever say it is finished or it is perfect, that means no one will be working on it and it will be surely dead fairly soon afterwards. Number two, do not discount feedback and listen for the core pain points. Your operators will tell you what the problem is if you listen to them. And they might say a lot to have one or two core pain points, but it's important that you listen the entire time. Number three, prioritization is key. There's always a ton of work to be done. There's never enough resources to do it. Resources are always limited. So do we go after that one thing that happened that one time that the one operator brought up, or do we go over the feedback we're getting that has more issues to it, more mine sites, more people impacted? Number four, regular improvements increase buy-in, right? Like if you download an app to your phone and it's got that one feature that really bugs you, right? You wait for that next update, hope they fix it. Exact same thing with this on our mine sites. And number five, nothing replaces a one-on-one interaction to answer questions and dispel misconceptions. So I work at Chino, Brianna works for corporate. We can't be everywhere all at once. So once again, having that site team to answer those questions one-on-one and help those operators have a deeper understanding is really, really important. So as I mentioned, this all is a lot of work. Freeport, for all of its digital solutions, has adopted an enterprise product management framework. This is just a team that's cross-functional that we get together to develop, sustain, and do all the other work on our solutions. And we utilize agile practices to manage the work. So we have our lead team, which is Brianna, our enterprise product owner, as well as some business leads, making sure we're meeting the business needs. We have our technical support from the data science side, data engineering, custom solution support, because we built this from the ground up. And we also have our site support, our user advocates, our process leads, our subject matter experts, our boots on the ground people for when we need opinions on like, hey, does this thing that we're putting out make sense? Or, hey, we're hearing this feedback. Can you do something about it from the site side? All of this is focused on like, we could build a really cool tool, but it doesn't provide any value if no one actually uses it. And I'm gonna say something that's probably controversial for you like managers out there, but we did not build this for you. Managers aren't driving haul trucks. We built this for the operators, for our trainers, for our supervisors, those people that are out in the business, in the field, day after day, making those operations decisions. And we've come across quite a few managers that are like, well, build this thing for me. And we go, no. That's not part of our core work. You can get your dashboard somewhere else. Or your waterfall chart. Managers love waterfalls. But it really gets us focused on addressing those pain points and fixing bugs and getting people to give us another chance if they've stopped using it, or increasing their buy-in if they've been with us since the beginning. And we do fairly regular check-ins with our audience. These first two graphs are from January of 2021, just seeing how people feel about it. Like, are we causing people to operate more or less safely? For the most part, about the same or more. Great. How often are people even looking at it? And then more recently, we got access to even more data that we can look at the score that people are getting and if they're using it. And we find that, of course, people who look at it get a better score and they become more efficient drivers. All right, I've got one kind of last message split over two slides. But there are two types of feedback that often receive the most attention. We got our positive feedback. What we find is, this is everyone's preferred type of feedback, of course, but it tends to be short with key phrases, will align with our solution messaging, like helps operators improve in different areas. Great. Positive feedback's great. We also tend to focus on negative feedback. It's not fun. It tends to be short with no specific issues, like careless drivers. Why are we using a system that's broken? What am I supposed to do with this information? I don't know. So the type of feedback that we really want to focus on is what I think of as like the third type of feedback. It's this improvement feedback. This will often sound like negative feedback, but it's going to provide really powerful insights into what people feel about your initiative, your tool, whatever it is. They're going to provide some examples of issues and why, or why it bugs them. And it should really raise questions. You'll notice these pieces of feedback are much longer than anything I put on the other slide, because they had a lot to say. And I'm not going to read these for you, but this bottom piece of feedback is probably the harshest piece of feedback I have received in the 5 years of working on Haul Truck Operator Scorecard. It's rough to read, but it has some really good pieces of information in it that we can then go do work around, like run these pieces of equipment above original design specs. We don't ask that, but we clearly have some sort of communication miss here with at least this individual, and I'm sure there are others like him. Excessive brake temps and overload running. Can you guys guess that this is a maintenance employee? right, running through stage 3 alarms. Now, I don't know if this is happening. I'm almost positive it's not happening as much as he seems to think it is. But we can go pull that data. We can look. And if it is, we can start the work to add something in to address that and get our operators the feedback they need to make sure that those things aren't happening. This type of feedback is priceless, and it's hard to read. And you have to step back from the solution that you spent so long working on to really get the value out of this. But it's so important for buy-in across the organization. So with that, Brianna's gonna wrap this whole thing up.
Yeah, thanks, Megan. I mean, like Megan just talked about, a huge piece of the work is sustainment. And the work is still ongoing for us with Haul Truck Operator Scorecard. We continue to work with our data resources, our custom apps resources, our site team, get feedback in order to make sure that we're maturing the solution in a way that meets our Haul Truck Operator needs as well as our business needs. And we're able to show impact with Haul Truck Operator Scorecard with clear measurements of value, and we're really proud of those impact metrics that we're able to show in terms of efficiency, safety, as well as the impact we see in the carbon emissions as well, which we talked about. So that ultimately supports Freeport's ESG initiatives and our stewardship roadmap as well. So ultimately, with Haul Truck Operator Scorecard, we're able to leverage data-driven innovation, use millions of data points to really disrupt the haulage space. And ultimately for Freeport, that means unlocking the equivalent of 43 haul trucks and additional haulage capacity, which we're pretty excited about to continue. So with that, I think we really appreciate your time, and we're able to open up for any questions anyone has.
Thank you. That was a great presentation. Questions?
Yeah, it's certainly something that we've talked about, and one of the beauties of how we built this is operators can go in and look at their own. They don't have to wait for that supervisor to come talk to them. If they have a login to Freeport, they can get in, they can look at their own scorecard, they can see how they're doing, they can set the date ranges as big or as small as they want them to be. And some people, that is enough for them. They gamify themselves just trying to be better shift on how they're doing.
Right, and even like some of our sites have implemented rewards and recognitions programs based on the haul truck operator scores. Like for example, I think recently our Morenci site, they were giving away like for 2022 performance, like I think it was a grill and a TV, just depending. So, I mean, some of the sites really get into it and try to incentivize with a rewards and recognition program using HGOS.
Another question over here.
Yeah, no, I was actually going to ask the question that you kind of just answered. I was going to say, how do you turn a scorecard into an incentive? How do you align that with the operators wanting to improve it? In some cases, they'll want to on their own, obviously. But in other cases, you know, is it tied to compensation? Is it carrot or stick? Is it a free TV and a grill? I mean, that sounds great, too.
Yeah, right now, Haul Truck Operator Scorecard isn't tied to the performance evaluation process for haul truck drivers at Freeport. We still are working on refining some of the scoring that we're using. Like right now, we're looking at a couple of our safe operating practices and improving how we evaluate those. So it isn't directly tied to the performance process. However, we do use rewards and recognition at each of the sites. And it's really, like Megan said, each of the sites have different personalities. So we kind of leave that up to the sites to determine how they want to do that. But in addition, when you look in the app, you can also see your rank. You don't see everyone else's score, but you can see, oh, I'm 70th out of the other drivers at my site for this time period, or this is my rank amongst my crew. And then in addition, like, there's a supervisor view where the supervisors can see how their crew stacks up compared to the other crews at the site as well.
Thank you. All right. Okay, well, thank you, Megan,
thank you.
Brianna. Great presentations.